Fish, can you sum up today's performance, please?
It's not good enough. Not good enough. We spoke about wanting a reaction after last week's game against Bangor, where we conceded 5. And we come in at half-time, 1-0 down. We spoke to the lads. I still thought at that point we could get back in it if we got going. Because for the last 10 minutes of the first half, we looked like we were going to create, get a goal. I didn't think what was going to happen in the second half was we were going to go out and concede 3. So just said to the boys, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for us as management, it's embarrassing for the lads, and it's embarrassing for the club. It's not good enough today.
Like you say, apart from a 10-minute spell first half, it just seemed like Aberdeen were winning quite a lot of the second balls, and it seemed like they wanted it a bit more than we did.
Listen, I never question the lads' desire or commitment. They're all committed, and you know, they all want to win the game, but just today, you're right, they were first to most of the second balls. Looked like they had a little bit more zip. We just looked a little bit flat. But yeah, you know, you're correct in saying that. They did. They were first to most second balls all game.
Well, we've shipped 9 goals now in 2 games. Is it getting a bit of a concern, or?
Well, it's not, we can take getting beat. It's not the defeat, it's the manner of the defeat.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Once the second goal went in, you know, it was just like we were all over the shop. We just sort of give in a bit. I know that's harsh to say, but you know, just 9 goals in 2 games is just not good enough. It's not good enough for the set of lads that we have and the quality we have in that dressing room. It's not acceptable to be conceding 9 in 2 games.
Yeah. Glenroll was taken off first half. Was that precautionary? What happened to him?
Glenn shouted over. He was feeling his hamstring, so. You know, we didn't want to make it any worse. He thought that it was about to go, so we brought him off, yeah.
And Tanner obviously made his debut instead. How do you think he did?
I thought he looked bright. I thought he looked bright. That's the one positive from today's game is he's come on. He fitted straight in. He looked good on the ball. He looked sharp. For his first game, we were really pleased with his input into the game. So If there is any pluses to come out of that game, it's you know, we've brought him in and he's done well on his debut.
TNS next week, we're going to have to be a little bit better if we're going to get any points returned next week.
Yeah, we should. Obviously TNS full-time team, like to knock the ball about. We've got to be better than that, whether we play TNS or whether we're playing a team from the Cymru Alliance in the Cup.
Yep.
We've got to be better all over the pitch. You know, we've spoke about it, we've worked on stuff in training. We've just come off the back of a really good run of 5 wins and a draw against good sides, and then we've capitulated in 2 games, which is not good enough. We'll address it in training, the lads will address it, and we'll move forward and get better.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.